This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Neo, and you've tuned into the Friday Morning Show with Leo right here, Joy 94.9. Keep it locked.
One of my favorite shows on Channel 9 is Postcards. It takes you all over the world, and it's shot in Melbourne. We love that. And one of the co-hosts from the show is the gorgeous Lauren Phillips. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Leo.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm very well, thank you. Nice to be home for a change.
I know. Now, I was looking on your Instagram before, and you've been in Falls Creek in the snow, is that right?
I have. I got back late last night and I was in Noosa for a week before that. So I went from sun to snow very, very quickly. But it's nice to wake up in my own bed at home this morning.
Now, some people would say that you had the best job in the world.
And I'd have to agree with them. It's a great job.
You've been with Postcards for like nearly 5 years now, is that right?
I've actually been with Postcards for nearly 8 years.
Oh my God.
I was a real baby when I started at Channel 9 and I was really lucky that a few people there took me under their wing. And I've been working on the show for 8 years now. So we've seen a lot of Australia and a lot of the world. I've been very, very lucky.
And aside from Postcards, you've also hosted A Current Affair and you also co-host Kids WB with Shane Crawford.
Yes, I do. It's like working with Dennis the Menace. He's great fun, but he's one of the naughtiest, cheekiest people I've ever met in my life. I can't help but love Croft. So we get to work on Kids WB. We're on air every day together for that. And then we both work on Postcards as well, so we get to travel a little bit together as well. And I'm sure they've told you, we just got back from Ireland for a really great trip over there. So
I know.
That's going to air this weekend, which we're really excited about.
Now, last time I was in Ireland, I had a great time. It was such a cool country. And you went to Belfast and Dublin. Now,
Croft went up and did Northern Ireland. He went and did Belfast. We don't get to travel to the same places together. We all get sent sort of to different locations. So Croft did Belfast. I got to do a bit of Dublin, and then I headed to West Ireland and went over to Galway.
And Glenn also went to Dublin, some unique corners of Dublin.
So he did all the beer tours and all of that stuff over in Dublin, which I think he thought he'd hit the jackpot scoring all of that for the show. And I got sent to a castle, which is called Ashford Castle, over towards Galway, and I got to pretend I was a princess for a couple of days, so I thought I'd hit the jackpot as well.
Tell us about that, because you were also visiting some jewellers as well.
Yeah, we did. We went to this amazing jewellery store called Fellas Jewellers in Galway, which is a beautiful little seaside town on the river, and we learned all about the Cladail ring, which is a really traditional Irish ring, but it's got a beautiful story behind it, so you can find out all about that on the show on Sunday. And then I went to Ashford Castle, which is just the most magnificent property. It was originally owned by the Guinness family, who of course started Guinness Beer, which many people would be familiar with. And it's been sold a couple of times, but now it's just the most exquisite hotel. And we did horse riding and falconry. I learned how to fly a falcon, which was very, very cool and very intimidating for someone who's terrified of birds. So I faced my fears with that one, but it was a terrific trip, and it'll be a beautiful show.
I am envy of your frequent fly points right now.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We get to travel a lot. It's pretty exhausting, though. You hit the ground running. I think it was about a 4.5-hour drive, my location, from Dublin Airport. So I think it was about 38 hours travel time for me to get to the location, and then you're there for 2 days, and you turn around and come back. So you spend more time in the air than you do on the ground on a lot of these trips, but it's a really great way to see the world.
Aside from this week's show, what's coming up for you in the next few months, Lauren?
Well, for me in the next few months, I'm actually taking a holiday. So I got home last night and I'm heading off to Italy tomorrow, which is all play. I'm going on a bit of a family holiday. My mum and I are going and then meeting up with my brother, and then I'm heading down to Spain to meet some girlfriends. So that one will be offline, no work, just a great little trip.
Fabulous. Well, have heaps of food and see the sights. Enjoy yourself, all right?
I will. They'll have to roll me out of Italy after all of the pasta that I plan on consuming. But the Island Show is on Channel 9 on Sunday at 5:30.
Yes.
It's going to be a great show, and I really recommend people tune in. I think it's a part of the world that I never thought I'd really... I'd always liked to go to, but I'd never put it into an itinerary when I've been travelling. But since going there, it's a really great part of the world. The people are wonderful. They're so hospitable and friendly, and it's a really, really great place to check out if you're heading over to Europe.
As Lauren just said, Postcards is on Channel 9 this Sunday at 5:30, visiting Belfast and Dublin, Ireland this week. So thank you so much, Lauren, this morning. Lauren Phillips.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
That's all right. And you must come in the Joy Studio sometime for a bit of a chat as well.
Next time I will definitely pop in.
Now, are you a big fan of Eurovision?
I am a big fan of Eurovision. I was actually in Ireland when Guy Sebastian was performing for Eurovision. So we were trying to catch it over there. But I saw bits and pieces of it, but it's great. I do love Eurovision.
Well, that's a perfect segue, Lauren, because coming up is Guy Sebastian. This is tonight again. Terrific. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks so much.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.